Time now for Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to West Plains High School Gym, where the West Plains Lady Zizzers will host the Nixa Eagles tonight. The Lady Eagles coming in. West Plains Lady Zizzers are 11-1 on the season. They are ranked number 2 in the state of Missouri in Class 4, and they'll take on the Nixa Lady Eagles, who are coming in at 5-5 on the season. Ball game tonight brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feet and Farm Supply, Owen Stewart City Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota of West Plains, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, all of West Plains, Knox North Phoenix, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer Zone, West Plains Roofing, and Mayfield Auto Repair. All of West Plains are boosters for the ball game tonight. Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Fair. Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains. Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Hickman, West Plains and Fair. Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. It is the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. And we'll come back. We'll talk some Lady Zizzer basketball in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, for more than up on soul.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Port Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. It is the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. Like we said, Lady Zizzer's coming in at 11-1. They are ranked number 2 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. Nixa comes in, the Lady Eagles at 5-5. For the Lady Zizzer's tonight, We expect starting Mackenzie Brunson, Allie Hoseapple, Bree Harlan, Ashton Judd, and Cass Cunningham. And for the Knicks and Lady Eagles, we expect Gabby Nielsen, Tori Yontis, Allison Kamies, Rihanna Gibbons, and Kenzie Hines for Coach Jennifer Perryman and the Knicks and Lady Eagles. We've had two good games so far here tonight. In the freshman contest, West Plains won it 42-39. In the JV contest, West Plains won that one 39-34. And don't let that score there fool you, because it was nip and tuck coming down the stretch here in the fourth quarter. And Lady Zizzers finally got a couple of turnovers and a couple of easy baskets and some free throws and was able to win it 5-5. So they're going for the sweep here in the varsity contest. And we'll have to see if the Lady Zizzers can keep this thing rolling as they have so far this year. 11-1 on the season, and they're coming off the big victory over the Poplar Bluff Lady Mules last Saturday right here at the West Plains High School gym. So we're waiting, and tonight they're going to take on a very good mixed-up Lady Eagle squad. Don't let the record fool you. Nixa is 5-5, but folks, let me tell you, they're a lot better than 5-5. Got to watch them a lot at the pink and white tournament in Springfield. And just a couple of calls here or there. And Nixa, that's a 5-5 record very well. Could it be more like about a 7-3 record? So Lady Eagles and the Lady Scissors getting ready to do battle. We're going to take another break here at the OMC Orthopedic Clinic, the West Plains pregame show. When we come back, we'll be having your starting lineup. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Are raindrops falling on your head? Well, that's not good if you're indoors. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and our full residential crew guarantees quality work done in a timely, professional manner at a fair price. West Plains Roofing, we've been keeping the Ozarks covered for three generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball. Go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004. Knee to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool, too. I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains pregame show. West Plains Lady Scissors hosting the Knicks and Lady Eagles. First down for the Lady Eagles is Gabby Nielsen. And here comes Allison King. Brianna Gibbons is out next. Tori Yantis is next. And here comes Kenzie Hines for Coach Jennifer Perryman and the Knicks of Lady Eagles, who are 5-5 on the season. Might want to add, we've got a pretty good crowd on hand tonight. At least three quarters full, if not a little more than that, here at West Plains High School Gym to see the Lady Scissors tonight. Here comes Junior Mackenzie Brunson. Comes Senior Allie Hoseapple. Senior Bree Harlan. Sophomore Ashton Judd is up next. And senior Cass Cunningham will round out the starting lineup for Coach Scott Womack and his West Plains Lady Scissors. They are 11-1 on the season. Like we said, they're ranked number 2 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. Coach Womack, assisted by Cass Johnson and Sammy Radosovich. And Sammy's on the bench tonight, along with the Lady Scissors. So it's nice to have Sammy here. And might want to add that Lady Scissors had their teacher and school personnel tonight where they honored the school personnel, teachers, retired and current, before the ball game. Hope you've enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. Let's get underway. Allie Hoseapple and Kenzie Hines. And here we go. And up And it's going to be Nixon with the basketball. And Kamies will go up top. That's Nielsen. Now on the right side will be Kamies again. Down the baseline. Up to Gibbons. And driving in the lane. Shot is partially blocked. Loose basketball. But it is Kamies coming out of the back with it. She'll have it up top. She'll bring to the right side. Gives it up to Gibbons. Gibbons back to Kamies. Now they'll go over to Nielsen. Nielsen on the left wing. Back up top. Around to the right side. And we've got a foul on Lady Scissors. Nielsen was going for the shot, I believe. And that's Ashton Judd picking up the foul. Her first team foul. And Nielsen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Was it two or three? Nielsen misses the first free throw. Okay, she wasn't shooting a three, so it'll be a two. So here comes the second free throw. And she makes the second one. Nixa jumps out to a 1-0 lead. Now they're going to come up with a 2-1-2 zone press. Lady Scissors break it easily. Judd on the right side for three. No good. Rims out. Brunson almost had the rebound. But here comes Nixa with the basketball. Nielsen up the floor. Hines over on the wing. It is good for three from Gibbons. And Nixa's got a 4-0 lead here. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Brunson gets it to Cunningham. Judd underneath. Little shot up. No good. Judd with the rebound. She'll turn. Put it up again. It's good off the glass. Ashton Judd's got her first points of the ball game. Lady Scissors trail by two. Lady Scissors put some three-quarter court pressure, but they couldn't slow down. Nixa goes out of bounds, and now they're going to say it's Nixa's basketball down on the baseline. So Nielsen will throw it in. Gets it out to Gibbons. They'll go around the horn. Hines on the left baseline. Three-pointer is no good. Brunson with the rebound for the Lady Scissors. She'll bring it up the floor across the timeline. Brunson, and has it stolen away by Hines. Hines bringing it the other way, and now it's stolen back by Bree Harlan. Now moves out of bounds. It'll be Nick the ball down on the baseline. Gibbons to throw it in on the baseline. And they'll go Nielsen in the lane. Turnaround jumper is no good. Hines with the rebound over Brunson. They'll bring it up top. Yantis kicks it out. Hines back to Nielsen up top. Right side. Yantis going to drive the baseline. Gives it to Hines. Back out. And the three from the wing is good. Gibbons hits her second three of the night. And it's a 7-2 Nixa lead here in the first quarter. Bree Harlan with it. Harlan gets it back to Brunson, and there's an open pass on the Lady Scissors. So Nixa's come out fired up here with some very intense defensive pressure on the Lady Scissors. Right now, Gibbons gives it out to Nielsen on the left wing. Right side, long three is no good that time, and Brunson with the rebound. For the Lady Scissors, Mackenzie Brunson. And she has it stolen away by Hines, and she scores. And Coach Womack wants a timeout, 5:24 to go first quarter, and Nixa's out to a 9-2 lead. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First, banking company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Nixa leads the West Plains Lady Scissors here early, 9-2 with 5:24 to go first quarter. Lady Scissors will inbound, and there's some more three-quarter court zone pressure by Nixa. grunts and gets it up to Cunningham. Up the floor, it's Allie Hoseapple. In the lane, Allie kicks it out. Up top, it's Cunningham with it now. Brunson on the left wing. They'll go Hoseapple down the left corner. She'll dribble up. Gives it to Bria Harlan. Bria Harlan goes to the right side. Brunson down in the right corner. Ashton Judd, and we've got a foul on Nixa. See who they call that one on. It's going to go against Gibbons, her first. First team foul on Nixa. Cunningham inbounds to Judd, up to Brunson on the right wing. Brunson goes inside, pulls up for the jumper. It's good. Brunson's got her first point for the ball game, and it's a five-point Nixa lead now. Amy's brings it up, gives it to Nielsen up top. Gives it to Hines, who will bring it up top. Comes around the right corner. I'm sorry, that was Gibbons. Nielsen with it now. Left side, that'll be Kamey. Back to Nielsen. Back to Kamey's on the left wing. Nielsen back up top. Into the lane. Yantis underneath. Shot up and good. That's the first point for Yantis. Brunson gives it up to Bria Harlan. Cunningham will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Scissors. Cass Cunningham. Man-to-man defense by Nixa. Cunningham gives it up to Judd down the right corner. Judd dribbles up to the right wing. Cross court for Cunningham. Down the left corner is Hoseapple. Allie Hoseapple up top. Gives it to Brunson now. Kenzie Brunson back to Cass Cunningham. She'll shoot the three. Top of the key. No good. And it's going to be run down by Gibbons. Up the floor. Here comes. No good on the shot. But Hines on the rebound. Gets a tie up. And it'll be Lady Scissor basketball. So the intensive defensive pressure by Nixa is causing a problem for the Lady Scissors here in the early going. Cunningham has it knocked back. Now she gets it back to Brunson. Brunson with it. Gives it up to Cunningham now on the left wing. Up top to Bree Harlan. Lady Scissors will set the offense. They trail 11-4. Brunson with it. Back to Cunningham. Back to Bree Harlan. Inside. Brunson loose basketball. And jump ball is going to be called finally. No, that's a foul. Mackenzie Brunson picks up the foul. Her first, second team foul on Lady Scissors. Nielsen will inbound. Hines comes out of the ball game. And I didn't see who took her place, but we'll find out in a minute. So Gibbons will bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Kamey. Kamey's up top. Now Nielsen. They'll go left side to Gibbons. Back up top, Kamey's. Nielsen on the right wing. Down in the corner, that'll be Yontis. Nielsen drives, kicks it out. And Bree Harlan gets the steal. Here comes Harlan up the floor for the Lady Scissors. Shot up, no good. Would not fall, and up the floor. Here comes Yontis. She'll pull up for the jumper, and it's good. And right now, Nixa is hotter than a hot check, folks. 13-4. Lady Eagles with the lead. Here comes Mackenzie Brunson up the floor. Down underneath, Allie Hoseapple. She's going to score. She's fouled. Let's see who the foul's going to be called on. Maybe Yontis. Let's see. Nope, it's going to be Gibbons. That's her second. Second team foul. She'll have to come out. Allie Hoseapple goes to the free throw line to shoot one. The old-fashioned three-point play is what she's trying for here, and she missed it. And it'll be Katie Kamey's into the ball game. Nielsen with it. A stop for the other Kamey's. Back to Nielsen. Down the corner, it's Kamey to Nielsen. Cross court. Hines is back into the ball game. Now they'll go to Nielsen up top to Kamey's, and Hines on the left wing. She'll drive to the baseline, kicks it back out, and it's out of bounds. Turnover on the Lady Eagles. 2:09 to go in the first quarter. Nixa with a 13-6 lead over the Lady Scissors here. Bree Harlan will bring it up. So far, the Lady Scissors not having a very good night, and Nixa is hot as can be shooting the basketball. Ashton Judd will drive, and she missed the shot, but she's fouled. And I believe it's going to be Katie Kamey on the foul. and that'll be her first. Third team foul on Nixa. And Ashton Chubb will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Zizzers. Here comes the first one. And it's good. So Judge got three in the ball game. It's a 6-point Nixa lead. Second free throw from Judge is good as well. It's a 5-point Nixa lead. Minute 55 to go here in the first quarter. Kamey kicks it out to Nielsen. Nielsen on the wing, back to Kamey. Kamey goes up top of the basketball. Now it's Hines down the right corner for three, and it's good. And Hines, like I said, Nixa can't miss here in the first quarter, folks. Bree Harlan with the basketball across the timeline. Judd in the right corner. She'll try to drive, and we've got a foul. Hand check foul on Nixa. And let's see. That one's going to go against. That'll be the fourth team foul, by the way, and that one's going against Yantis, her first. Brunson with the basketball at the free throw line. Knocked away, but Bree Harlan has it. Up top, she'll go to the right side. She'll drive. Now gives it back to Judd. Judd will shoot the three. It is off the backboard. No good. Bree Harlan, loose basketball off her foot on the floor. It's a jump ball, and it'll go to Nixa. And the Lady Zizzers are not having a good first quarter here, folks. They trail by 8 with a minute 10 to go. Yantis, or I should say Kamey's. Now it's Nielsen on the left wing. Cross court to the other Kamey's. Down the baseline is Yantis. Up top to Kamey's. Nielsen down to Hines. Hines with the basketball. Gives it to Nielsen on the left wing. And up top to Kamey's. To the other Kamey's now on the right wing. Up top to Kamey's. And now they'll kick it out to Nielsen. 43 seconds to go, first quarter. Nielsen pulls up for the jumper. It is no good. Brunson with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Lady Zizzers will bring it up the floor. Brunson. And has it stolen away by Nielsen. Up the floor, it is Kamey's, and she's going to be fouled, and it goes in. And that just right there tells you, folks, what kind of a hot shooting first quarter Nix is having right now, because Bree Harlan gets the foul. Kamey just threw that one up for her that time, and it just crawled its way in. Then she hits the free throw. And the Lady Zizzers trail by 11 with 24 seconds to go, first quarter. Bree Harlan for the Lady Zizzers. She'll bring it up, cross the timeline, gives it up to Cunningham. 15 seconds. Now it's Hozapple up top to Bree Harlan. 11 seconds. Lady Zizzers just going to have to claw their way back into this one. Allie Hozapple's going to get fouled. I believe that may be Hines. If that's Kenzie Hines, that'll be her first. I believe it is. And it is. So that's the first on Kenzie Hines, and that is the 15th foul on Nixa. 4 seconds to go. Allie Hozapple will shoot two. First one good for Hozapple. Now it's a 10-point Nixa lead. Gibbons comes back in. And Katie Kamey's will come out. Hozapple will shoot the free throw. And she missed the second one. Judd was in for the rebound, and Nixa's going to throw it away. It'll be Lady Zizzer ball with 1.8 seconds. Nixa's trying to say it was tipped, but that happened right here in front of me. It wasn't tipped. So Cunningham to inbound. Gives it to Judd. She'll shoot along, and it's nowhere close. So it's at the end of one, 19-9. Nixa leads the West Plains Lady Zizzers. Back in 60 seconds, we're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball, 100.9 strain.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, these highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Getting ready to start the second quarter of play. Knicks lead the West Plains Lady Zizzers 19-9. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball. Folks, Knicks could throw up the length of the floor and it go in right now. That's how hot they are shooting the basketball. Lady Zizzers can't hold on to it, can't dribble it, can't pass it, and they can't make a shot with it. So they're going to have to just buckle down, try harder, and just kind of chip away at this lead here that Knicks has got. Bree Harlan gives it to Brunson on the right wing. Ashton Judd, back door, Cass Cunningham, it's good. Cunningham got her first 2 points of the game, and it's an 8-point Knicks lead. Kamey's with the basketball up to Gibbons. They'll go to Hines now. And it's knocked away. Foul's going to be called on Kamey. That'll be her first. And that is the sixth team foul on Nixa as Mackenzie Brunson jumped the passing lane and was in the air when Kamey knocked her down. Brunson had the basketball, so that's the sixth team foul. One more foul, and Lady Zizzers get to shoot free throws the rest of the half. Bree Harlan with the basketball now. Gives it up to Cass Cunningham up top. Ashton Judd, the free throw line. She's driving the lane. Shot up and good. Ashton Judd now with six in the ball game. Lady Zizzers trail by six. Nielsen with it. Kamey up top to the other Kamey. Now a Giontis on the right wing. Kamey's up top again. Back to Giontis, trying to drive the baseline. Gets cut off, and it's going to be out of bounds. They're going to give it to Nixa. Brunson was there. Looked like it went off the hand of Giontis, but they're going to say off the Zizzers. Zizzer fans didn't like it. It happened right in front of them down there. Hines down the baseline. Kamey's with it. Back up to Hines on the left wing. Back to Kamey. They'll go inside to Giontis. And that is, oh, my goodness. Brunson gets called for the blocking foul. And no basket, though. That'll be the second foul on Brunson. Fourth team foul on Lady Zizzers. And Giontis will shoot, too. Giontis. Brunson was there, was set. And that should have been an offensive foul, folks. But Giontis is about twice the size of Brunson. Brunson was standing there with her arms straight up and got knocked down. Missed the first free throw. Giontis gets the second one. It's a 7-point Knicks lead. Bree Harlan with the basketball, and it is tipped. But Cunningham comes away with it. Back to Allie Hoseapple, and she scores the layup. Lady Zizzers trail by five. 6:20 to go second quarter, and Brunson tied her up. Jump ball, and it goes to Nixa. Drew Harris getting ready to check in. And Brunson's going to come out for those two fouls. And the two Kamey girls are going to come out. And coming into the ballgame will be Weaver. Nielsen to inbound on the side. Up top, Gibbons. Weaver down in the corner. That'll be Giontis. Back to Weaver. Now up top to Gibbons. Gives it up to Nielsen. Nielsen looking to drive. Kicks it back out. Down the corner is Giontis. And Giontis just knocks Cass Cunningham back. No call. And Giontis kicks it out. Nielsen for the three. It's no good. Judge with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Ashton Judd goes up the floor, gets it to Cass Cunningham. It's a 3-on-2. Cunningham to the basket, won't go. And it's tied up. Allie Hoseapple in the office is tied up. And it'll go to the Lady Zizzers. 5:45 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers trail by five, and Cunningham to throw it in on the baseline for the Lady Zizzers. Cunningham to Allie Hoseapple. Allie with it. Down the baseline. Judd will shoot the jumper. It's no good. Giontas with the rebound. Here comes Nielsen up the court. Right side. Gibbons drives the baseline. Gets cut off. Weaver with it now to Nielsen. They'll go down to Hines on the left corner. Giontas on the left wing trying to drive. And she just walked on the shoulder. That one was kind of obvious, folks. That was a pretty big hop right there. Lady Zizzers with it. Judd gives it to Bree Harlan. Up the floor to Cunningham. Cunningham across the timeline. She'll give it up to Judd. Back up top to Bree Harlan. Lady Zizzers will set the offense. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Lady Zizzers trail by five. Now it's Cunningham at the free throw line. She'll drive. Shot up. Missed it. She goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to Nixa, but that one was clearly off Nixa going out of bounds, but they thought it was off the Zizzers. So here we go. Nielsen with it. She'll walk it across the timeline. Give it up. And Hines with it now. Over to Nielsen. Up top, Nielsen. She'll try to drive left side. Now down in the corner. Weaver with it. Back to Hines. Now they'll go Giontas on the right baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Allie Hoseapple. Hoseapple with it. Gets it up to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan bringing it up the floor. And there's offensive foul on Bree Harlan. If you're going to call that one, you have to call that one on the other end. Same play on the other end, and they called it a defensive foul. Bree Harlan will have to sit down. She's got two. 15 foul on the Lady Zizzers. Gibbons will bring it up. Hines with it. Down the left corner, Giontas. Back up. Here's Jamie's in the ball game. Gibbons. Back to Giontas. Giontas gives it back. Hines is going to shoot the three. It's no good. And it goes out of bounds. It should be. Well, I tell you what, Lady Zizzers can't catch a break here, folks, because I don't know what ball game these officials are officiating, but it ain't the same one I'm watching sitting here. Inside, ball knocked away. Allie Hoseapple with it. And Brunson will bring the ball up the floor. Brunson across the timeline. 3:54 to go here in the first half. Lady Zizzers trail by five. And now we've got a hand check foul on Nixa, and Lady Zizzers get to shoot free throws rest of the half. Three of the call this one on. It's going to be on Allison Kamey's, her second. So Mackenzie Brunson will go to the free throw line shooting the one and one. Brunson shooting the one and one for the Lady Zizzers, who trail by five. And she missed the first one. And the rebound comes down to Nixa. Usually Mackenzie Brunson is a really good free throw shooter, so that just kind of tells you what kind of night Lady Zizzers are having here. Weaver with it to Hines. Back to Weaver on the wing. Now they go cross court. Gibbons will drive, and that's 3 seconds in the lane. No foul, but a 3 seconds in the lane on Nixa. If it had to have been 3 seconds, it should have been an offensive foul. Would have been interesting to see if they'd have called it. All right, Brunson will bring it up across the timeline. She'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. Drew Harris in there, and now we've got a foul, and it's going to be against Nixa. And let's see, I believe it's 23. So that's Katie Kimes, her second. Team foul, and let's see, Drew Harris will go to the free throw line shooting the 1-1. Still a 5-point Nixa lead with 3:23 to go here in the second quarter. 1-1 for Drew Harris. And she made it. Drew's got her first point of the ball game. It's a 4-point Nixa lead. Lady Zizzers trying to claw back in this thing. after having so far a terrible first half. And Drew hits the second one. Lady Zizzers trail by three with 3:20 to go now. Gibbons with the basketball. Up top to Hines on the left wing as Weaver shot no good. And Drew Harris with the rebound. Gives it to Cunningham, who gives it to Brunson. And Lady Zizzers will bring it up the floor. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, 20-17. Nixon with the lead. And it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball on the side. Cunningham will throw it in. Brunson now will set the offense for the Lady Zizzers. And Nielsen reaching in there. Judd with it. Kicks it out. Cunningham. And Cunningham hits the orange to the top of the left flank three-pointer. And the Lady Zizzers have tied it 20-20 with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. And timeout's been called, and it's a full timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer basketball. 100.9 the string.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. All tied up at 20 with 2:45 to go here in the second quarter. Nixa with the basketball. Gibbons will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Lady Zizzer's playing a 2-3 defense, zone defense. Hines on the left wing, cross court to Gibbons. Up front to Nielsen. Nielsen with it. Kicks it out. And we've got a travel call on Gibbons. Shuffled her feet before she took the shot. Lady Zizzers will get the basketball now. Stan's Cunningham to inbound on the side. Gives it to Ashton Judd. Judd will bring it across the timeline. Gives it up to Brunson. Brunson will set the offense. All right, Brunson gives it up to Judd now up top. Judd gives it to Cunningham at the free throw line, and she's going to drive in the lane. Allie Hosapple picks up the loose ball, and we've got a foul on Nixa. See who they call it on. I'll leave the second foul on Yontis. Ninth team foul on Nixa. Allie Hosapple to the free throw line, shooting the 1-1. And she makes the first one. And Lady Zizzers have the lead, 21-20, with 2 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Second one from Hosapple is no good. Nielsen with the rebound. She'll bring it up the floor, across the timeline. That's the offense up for Nixa in the lane, and it's knocked away. Cass Cunningham has it. Cunningham coming the other way, and she's going to take a tumble. And we've got a foul on Nixa. And this one is going to go against Nielsen, her first. That's the 10th team foul, so now it's two free throws for every foul. And Cunningham missed the first free throw. Second free throw by Cunningham is good. Cunningham now with 6 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 3. Minute 45 to go first half. And Kamey's down to Hines in the left corner. They bring it up top. And Gibbons just traveled with the basketball. And it's 37 to go in the second quarter. 23-20. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Bronson with it right now. She'll bring it up the floor. Across the timeline. Nielsen knocks it away, so it'll be Lady Zizzers' ball at the Knicks bench. Cunningham to inbound. Gives it up to Ashton Judd. Brunson with the basketball. Up top. Ashton Judd goes down the corner. Cunningham for the three again, no good. And Ashton Judd couldn't save it. Goes out of bounds. And it'll be Knicks the basketball with a minute 12 to go here in the first half. Gibbons brings it up. And she'll kick it out to Hines. Hines will go down to King. He's on the baseline on the right side. Penetrates, kicks it back out. Up top to go to Gibbons. Now it's Nielsen on the right wing. Up top, it's Hines. He'll try to go inside and just steals the basketball. Brunson with it. 46 seconds to go in the half. Lady Zizzers up by three. Judd with the basketball. Gives it back to Brunson. Brunson with it. To Cunningham up top. Now they go to Judd in the lane. Turnaround jumper is no good. And Nielsen goes the other way with the basketball for Nixa. Kicks it out. And trying to drive. It'll be Kamey's for the three and hits it. Kamey's hits the three from the right wing. We're tied at 23 with 13 seconds. Judd with the basketball. And she's going to throw it away over the head of Brunson. 6 seconds to go here in the half. And we're all tied up 23. Nixa with the basketball on the side. Nielsen to throw it in. More substitutions coming in now. And now Nielsen will give it up to Gibbons. 4 seconds. Kamey with the basketball. Back to Gibbons. And she hit it. Gibbons, I told you, folks, anything they throw up there is going down. Nixa leads it 26-23 at the half. We're back with the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzers Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers. Let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Lady Zizzers trail 26-23 to the Knicks, the Lady Eagles at the half here. For the Lady Zizzers, 2 points for Bronson Hoseapple with six. Six for Judd, six for Cunningham, and two for Harris. Bronson and Bree Harlan both with two fouls apiece here in the first half for the Lady Zizzers. For Nixa, they have basically, folks, they hit just about anything they've thrown up at the basket here in the first half. Nielsen's got one, five for Yontas, nine for Gibbons, five for Hines, and six for Kamey. And, by the way, Yontas, Kamey, and him and the other team, he's all with two fouls apiece here in the ball game in the first half. Lady Zizzers were down at 1 point by 11. They scratched back, got a 3-point lead. However, at the buzzer there, Caney hit the 3-pointer from up the top of the key at the buzzer right before the half. It counts, and the Nixa has a 3-point lead here at the half, 26-23. Lady Zizzers have not had a good first half, especially a good first quarter. Second quarter was a lot better than the first quarter, but they still need to keep knuckling down because Nixa is red hot, folks. They are red hot in this ball game as they have made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 3-pointers here in the first half. And the Lady Zizzers have only hit 2 3-pointers in the first half. 26-23, Lady Eagles lead the Lady Zizzers here at the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. We'll be back with more Lady Zizzer basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Well, I love the rainy night.
Rainy nights are nice, but not if your roof is leaking at your business. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We're certified in Duralast prefabricated roof systems that are great for even the peskiest flat roofs. And we are the area's only certified Carlisle rubber roof applicator, the number one roof manufacturer in the U.S. West Plains Roofing, keeping the Ozarks covered for 3 generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it. You hand wax it. You listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper. Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. The Knicks, the Lady Eagles lead the West Plains Lady Zizzers 26-23 here at the half. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Mayfield Auto Repair, West Plains Roofing, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingles, Anytime Fitness, Negri Plumbing, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Parkway Beauty Academy, J&J Recovery and Towing, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, Toyota, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Hurst Feet and Farm Supply, and Dom's Auto Service, all of West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Our boosters tonight, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Beckman, West Plains and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. 26-23, Nixa leads it here at the half. Nixa has been hotter than a firecracker in the first half here shooting basketball. Lady Zizzers got back into the ball game after trailing by 11. They got back and was a lead ahead by 3 until Nixa hit the one at the buzzer, and that gave Nixa the 3-point lead here, 26-23. All right. Tomorrow night we'll have Zizzer Boys basketball action for you right here at the West Plains High School Gym when Zizzer Boys will host Springfield Central, the Bulldogs. And we'll have the varsity game for you tomorrow night right here on 100.9 The Train. All right, let's take one more break, and we'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show, Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Hope you enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime shows. We get ready to start the third quarter of play. And Nixa will get the basketball. They lead it 26-23 as we start the third quarter here. And it'll be Nielsen for the Lady Eagles. Gives it up and stolen away by Ashton Judd. Lady Zizzers with it now. Mackenzie Brunson brings it up. Brunson up top. She'll come to the right side. Go all the way down into the corner. Back up on the wing. She'll give it to Judd now up top. Ashton Judd. Right side, Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan. And that one is going to be tipped. Out of bounds, it'll be Lady Zizzer ball at half court. Cunningham will throw it into Harlan. Bree Harlan will set the offense. Judd on the left wing. Cass Cunningham underneath to Brunson. It's good. Kenzie Brunson's got 4 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer's trailed by 1. Nielsen to the left wing. And she'll go cross court. That'll be Gibbons up top to Hines. Back to Nielsen on the left wing. Cross court to Gibbons. She'll shoot the 3. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Judd. Judd gives it up to Brunson. And here come the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan now up top. Sets the offense. She'll come to the right side now. Now it's back to Cass Cunningham up top. She'll shoot the 3. It's no good. And we've got a tie-up finally. It will be Lady Zizzer basketball under the basket. Cass Cunningham to throw it in for Lady Zizzers on the baseline. Gets it to Bryson. Nope, it's going to be knocked out of bounds. It will be Lady Zizzer ball on the baseline. Cunningham will throw it in again under the basket. And that time they threw it away. Tried to get it to Ashton Judd. Judd cut to the inside. And Cunningham threw it to the outside. Here's Gibbons. Gives it to Hines. Down the right corner. Kamies is going to shoot the three. It's no good. Judd with a rebound. Gives it up to Brunson. Lady Zizzers will bring it up the floor. They trail by one with 6:18 to go third quarter. Brunson with it. Gives it up to Hoseapple now. Hoseapple back to Judd. Judd will shoot the three. It's no good, but Cunningham is there, and she's going to get fouled on the rebound. Put the shot back up. No good, but she's fouled. Let's see who they call it on. And they're going to get Nielsen. That'll be two on Nielsen. That's the first team foul on Nick the second half. Cass Cunningham will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She makes the first one. She's got 7 points in the ball game. And we're all tied up again at 26. Second free throw is good as well. Lady Zizzers are back in front by one. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Nielsen, cross court to Hines. And Hines lost it. And Ashton Judd coming the other way. And she scores on the layup. Just got eight. Lady Zizzer lead is three. 5:48 to go, third quarter. And Nielsen up top. Nielsen gives it up to Kamey. Back to Nielsen. She's going to shoot the three. It's no good. And rebound taken down by Brunson. Brunson gives it up to Bree Harlan. Here come the Lady Zizzers up the floor now, walking it up across the timeline. Bree Harlan. Gives it up to Cass Cunningham inside Brunson, and she's going to be fouled by Nielsen. And that's three fouls on Nielsen, second team foul on Nixa here in the second half. And Mackenzie Brunson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw from Brunson is good. So Brunson's got five in the ball game now. Lady Zizzer lead is four. Second free throw is good. Brunson's got six. Lady Zizzer lead is five. Nielsen with his left wing. Cross court to Kamies. They go into Kamies. And it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Nixa. So Gibbons will throw it in on the baseline. And she'll give it up to Yontis up top to Nielsen. Nielsen trying to drive, gets cut off. Back over to Kamies now on the right wing, up top to Nielsen. Left side, that'll be Gibbons trying to drive. Back to Nielsen. Nielsen's going to try to drive. And it's going to be kicked. It'll be Nick the basketball. Ashton Judd kicked it. 4:54 to go, third quarter. Lady Zizzers are up by five. Gibbons up top of the basketball. She'll give it up to Nielsen. Now they'll go over to Kamies on the right wing. Back up top, Nielsen. Nielsen trying to drive, pulls up for the jumper. It's no good. Going to be knocked out. It'll be Lady Zizzer basketball. And Nixa wants a timeout. 4:38 to go, third quarter. 31-26, Lady Zizzers with the lead. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Spring.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym, 31-26. Lady Scissors with the lead, 4:38 to go in the third quarter. And Lady Scissors will get the basketball. And Nix will fall back. And looks like they're going to play a man-to-man. Cunningham up top. Judd now on the left wing. They go inside to Brunson. And Brunson fell down. No call. Picked up by Yontas. Yontas with the basketball. Gives it to Nielsen across the timeline. Right side to Kamey's on the wing. They'll try to go inside to Kamey's. Back out to Kamey's. Now it's Yontas down the right corner. And there's an offensive foul on Yontas. And that'll be her third. Third team foul on Nixa. As Yontas pushed off on Cass Cunningham, who beat her to the baseline. Ray Harlan will bring it up the floor. Gives it to Brunson on the right wing. Up to Hoseapple. All the way around the horn to Judd on the left wing. Up top, it's Cunningham. Cass Cunningham, and Nielsen steals it away. Nielsen will bring it up the floor to Kamey's. Kamey's with it. She'll kick it out to the other Kamey's. Down the left corner now is Yontas. Up top to Nielsen. Around to Gibbons, who will shoot the three. It is no good, but Cunningham with the rebound. Cunningham gives it up to Bree Harlan. She'll bring it across the timeline. 3.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Lady Zizzer still has a 5-point lead. Bree Harlan to the right side. Judd up top now. Judd looking to spin. Shot up, no good. Gets the rebound. And it's stolen away by Kamey. Kamey gives it to Gibbons, who will bring it up the floor. Gibbons. And there's a blocking foul, Bree Harlan, I believe. That'll be her third. First team foul on Lady Zizzers, and Bree picked up her third foul. So Nielsen will have to throw it in on the baseline for Nixon. Goes up top and almost stolen away by Brunson, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Nixon basketball. Drew Harris is going to check in now for the Lady Zizzers. Bree Harlan will have a seat. And now here we go. Gibbons with the basketball up top. To the right side, it's Nielsen. Up top to Kamey's. Other Kamey's now on the left wing. She'll dribble up top to Nielsen. Back to Kamey's on the left wing. She'll dribble down. Gets cut off. Brings it back out. Nielsen on the left wing. Other Kamey is top. Back to Nielsen. She'll pull up for the two-pointer. It is no good. Judd with the rebound for the Lady Zizzers. Brunson will bring it up the floor. Kenzie Brunson running the offense now. It'll be Drew Harris on the right wing. Hoseapple up top. Hoseapple with it. Underneath, it is Brunson, and she scores. Brunson gets behind the defense. Lady Zizzers' lead is 7 now. Kings with the basketball. And it's stolen by Mackenzie Brunson. Brunson, Coach Womack wanted a foul. No foul. Kamey steals the basketball coming the other way. Now a foul on Cass Cunningham, and Coach Womack is irate, folks. Nielsen should have picked up her fourth foul, but they wouldn't call it. And Cunningham gets her first. And Kamey's is going to the free throw line to shoot two. Should have been a blocking foul on the other end. And he picks up the first point of the ball game. It's a 6-point lead with 2:05 to go, third quarter. Second free throw from Kamey's is good. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Hines will come in, and she'll sit down. It's a five-point lead now. Lady Scissors with basketball, and Nixa will have some three-quarter court pressure now. Judd across the top. Gets it to Allie Hosapple underneath. She's going to get fouled. Hosapple will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Be the fourth team foul on Nixa. That foul's going to go against Kamey. That'll be her third. Allie Hosapple to shoot two. Scott Wilnick having a conversation with the official. He didn't like the explanation the official gave him for not calling that blocking foul on Nielsen. Hosapple hits the first free throw. Here comes the second one. And it's good. Hosapple's got 8 in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 7. Vincent comes out, and Yontis comes back in. For Nixa. Minute 55 to go here. 7-point lead for the Lady Zizzers. Hines, Nielsen on the left wing. They try to go to Yontis inside. She just walks, no call. Then she goes over the back, no call. Hines is going to shoot the 3. It's no good. And Judd's going to run down the rebound. Cunningham with the basketball. She'll go up the floor to Hosapple. Gives it to Judd. Back to Cunningham. Back over to Brunson now up top of key. Judd on the left wing. Minute 20 to go third quarter. Lady Scissors with a 7-point lead. Judd with it now up top. Ashton Judd. Cunningham. Judd just got away with a walk. Hosapple on the left wing, down to Brunson inside. Now there's going to be a foul on Nixa. Foul's going to be on, well, that's 4 fouls now on Katie Kamey. She'll come out. Minute 3 to go in third quarter. 15 foul. Allie Hosapple inside, shot up, no good. Judd couldn't get it. And it's going to be Lady Zizzer basketball. I thought that one went off of Judd's hands out of bounds, but Lady Zizzers get a couple of breaks there. And Cunningham to throw in to Hosapple. Loose basketball on the floor. Hines with it. A lot of rolling around with no call. Here comes Kamey. And Kamey just knocked down Drew Harris, no call. And it's back to Nielsen. Nielsen gives it back to Gibbons. Yontis up top to Nielsen. Now it's Gibbons on the right wing. It's no good. And Cunningham with the rebound. It's getting physical out there, folks, and they're not blowing a whistle. Brunson brings it across the timeline, gives it to Cunningham. Nielsen was over her back. Should have been the 4th foul right there. Now they're going to get it to Brunson in the lane. Brunson will pull up and hits the jumper. Mackenzie Brunson. And it's a 9-point Lady Zizzer lead with 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Gibbons on the right side, Yontis underneath. She walks, no call. Here's Nielsen in the lane, and it's good. At the end of 3, it's the Lady Zizzers 37 and Nixa 30. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When choosing an orthopedic surgeon, you can choose a physician with years of experience, the one with the best technique, or the surgeon with the best pair of hands. Or you can choose Thomas Knox and get all 3. Dr. Knox has been practicing for over 30 years in the Mountain Home area and also has clinic days available in West Plains, and his skills are unsurpassed. When you're with Thomas Knox, you're in great hands. Learn more at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Port Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, much more than a tire store.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Zizzers lead is 37-30 as we start the fourth quarter. And let's see. Nixa will get the basketball. Lady Zizzers outscoring Nixa 14-4 in that quarter. A lot of bad calls both ways in the third quarter. And Nielsen gives it to Gibbons. Gibbons back to Kamey. Kamey to Nielsen. She's going to shoot the three. It's no good. Brunson had it but lost it to Gibbons. Now Katie Kamey's just going to shoot. No good. Nielsen runs down the basketball. Cross court. Gibbons with it again. On the baseline. She steps out. No call. Nielsen gives it to Gibbons. Gibbons on the baseline again. She's going to get, and now they're going to call a foul. Well, that's going to be Brunson's third, but I'm kind of wondering how in the world can you get the foul when you were the one knocked down sliding 3 feet across the floor. Nielsen will inbound to Kamey. Kamey's in the lead now. She carried the basketball. A lot of inconsistent calls here so far in the second half. Both ways. I mean both ways. Brunson with it. Gives it up to Bree Harlan. Got to get it across the timeline, and Bree Harlan just threw it away. Here comes Hines. Kenzie Hines gives it up to Yonkis. Down the corner is Kamey. Kamey jumped back up top to Gibbons. Right side, Nielsen. Down to Hines, down in the right corner. Nielsen cross court, but Kamey's on the left wing. Kamey's looking to drive, and she traveled. Coach Berryman hopping down the sideline. I don't know what she's trying to get, what kind of a point she's trying to get across. Bree Harlan will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it to Brunson. Brunson with it. Now Brunson, and timeout is called by the West Plains Lady Zizzers. 6:45 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it 37-30, and we are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. 6:45 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 7, and they have the basketball on the side at half court. Folks, coming up in a couple of weeks, Lady Zizzers will be at the Nixa Lady Eagles tournament in Nixa. These two teams could meet again. Judd with the basketball on the right wing. Looking, goes inside. Brunson. Brunson got knocked out of bounds. No call. Tried to save the ball, and Coach Womack wants to know where is the foul. Like I said, a lot of inconsistent calls here both ways in this ball game second half. Kamey up top to Nielsen. Over to Gibbons. To Nielsen. Nielsen trying to drive it. Pulling away by Ashton Judd. Judd gives it up to Brunson. Brunson will bring it up across the timeline. Both teams have increased the defensive pressure like 200% here, folks. Hoseapple on the left wing. Up top to Judd now. Judd looking. She'll pull up for the jumper. That one's off, I can see from here. And Cass Johnson with the rebound is jerked down. Foul is going to be against. That's going to be the fourth on Nielsen. 16 fouls, so one more on Nixa, and the Lady Zizzers can shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. Hines is going to come out. Yonkis is going to come out for Nixa. And Cunningham to throw it in. Up to Brunson inside. It's good. Mackenzie Brunson with 12 points in the ballgame. Lady Zizzers have their biggest lead of the night at 9. Jamie's up top. Gives it to Nielsen. Right side is Gibbons on the wing. Back up to Nielsen. Nielsen gives it to Jamie. She'll drive to the right side. Now they'll give it back to Nielsen down in the left baseline. She gets it out to Jamie. The other Jamie. Now they're up top, Gibbons. Gibbons trying to drive. She just traveled with the basketball. Full court pressure now by Nixa. Brunson gives it back to Bree Harlan. Up the floor they get it to Johnson. Judd now on the right wing. Up top to Harlan. 5 minutes to go in this ball game. A lot of time left. Lady Zizzers lead it by nine. Brunson on the give and go from Cunningham for the layup. And the Lady Zizzers lead it by 11. Nielsen up top. And she'll kick it out to Kamey's on the right side. Kamey's trying to drive, and we've got a blocking foul on the Lady Zizzers. Who are they going to call on? Probably Cunningham, I would say. Yep, Cass Cunningham, that's her second. And Kamey's is going to the free throw line to shoot two. First one is no good. Fourth team foul on West Plains. Very physical ball game right now, all the way around. I don't care if it's which end of the floor you're on. If you're in the middle of the floor, it don't matter. Even on the benches, it's physical, folks. Second free throw miss. Kamey's with the rebound. Gets it out to Gibbons. Back to Kamey's. Nielsen up top. It'll be Kamey's on the left baseline. Missed the three. And folks are on the floor. It'll be Nick the ball. Nixa on the baseline will inbound the basketball. And it will be Katie Kamey's to throw it in. And it's stolen away by Brunson. 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up by 11. Hozapple on the left wing. Up to Judd now. Gives it to Bree Harlan up top. Bree Harlan right side to Brunson on the wing. Brunson trying to drive. Gets around. Back to Cunningham. The three is no good. Cunningham missed the three. And now, Yontis and Hines comes back in for Nixa. 4:10 to go in the ball game. 41-30. Lady Zizzers with the lead. Here comes Gibbons. Gives it up to Jamie's, and Jamie's travel with the basketball. She's going to come out. And we're shuffling players back and forth. Now then, Nixa will pick up at three-quarter score. Bree Harlan gets it to Cunningham underneath. Judd for an easy two. Ashton Judd got 10 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzers with their biggest lead at 13. Gibbons with it. Gives it up now to Weaver in the ball game. Back to Nielsen. Hines out of the corner is no good. Underneath, it's good and foul. Weaver, I believe, is going to get her first basket of the ball game. Foul is going to go against Judd. That'll be her second. That's the 15th foul on the Lady Zizzers. And Weaver will go to the free throw line to shoot one. And it's good. So Weaver makes it a 10-point Lady Zizzer lead. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Brunson all the way up the floor. And a hand check foul is going to be called on Nixa. If that's Nielsen, then it's not, though. They're going to put that one on Gibbons. That's her third. And now Mackenzie Brunson goes to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Lady Zizzers are in the bonus the rest of the ball game. Brunson hits the first one. Mackenzie Brunson, she only had 2 points at the half. She now has 15 in the ball game to lead the Lady Zizzers. And their lead is back up to 11. second free throw. No good. Judd got the rebound. And, okay. So the foul is going to be on Hosapple. That's her first. 16 foul. So one more foul on the Lady Zizzers, and Nixa gets to shoot free throw. All right, here comes the Lady Eagles. Tammy's with the basketball. She'll give it up to Nielsen, to Hines. Hines to Nielsen on the left wing, cross court. That'll be Weaver. Weaver inside, Yontis on her knees. Shot is up and good that time by Weaver. And timeout is being called by Nixa. 3:10 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 9. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Raindrops are falling on my head.
Are raindrops falling on your head? Well, that's not good if you're indoors. Hi, this is Shelley Johnson with West Plains Roofing. We are the industry leader for all roof types. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and our full residential crew guarantees quality work done in a timely, professional manner at a fair price. West Plains Roofing, we've been keeping the Ozarks covered for 3 generations, and we are proud to support Zizzer Girls Basketball. Go Zizzers!
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. West Plains Lady Zizzers lead at 44-35 over the Nixa Lady Eagles. With 3:10 to go in the ball game, Lady Zizzers to inbound the basketball. Brunson with it. Mackenzie Brunson goes up across the timeline to Cunningham. She'll pull up. It's going to be blocked. And we've got a foul. Foul on Nixa. Cunningham going to the free throw line to shoot 2. And that one's on Yontis. And Yontis has just fouled out of the ball game, folks. So Yontis is fouled out. Cunningham to shoot 2. And she makes the first one. Cunningham's got 9 points in the ball game. Second one is good. Cunningham with 10 points in the ball game. Lady Zizzer lead is 11. Under 3 minutes to go. Nielsen gets it to Kamey. Kamey's going up top. Now they go Hines. Hines back to Weaver. Up top to Nielsen. Nielsen's going to drive left side, almost lost it, gets it back to Tammy. Tammy's kicked it. Nielsen's going to shoot the 3. It's no good. Underneath and blocked by Judd. Or, I'm sorry, Hosapple. Hosapple with the block shot. And now, timeout is called by the Lady Zizzers. 2:28 to go in the ball game. And Lady Zizzers lead at 46-35. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Park
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Road Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. 2:28 to go in the ball game. Lady Zizzers lead it by 11. They have the basketball. And full court, man-to-man pressure by Nixa. Brunson will bring it up across the timeline. Brunson gets it over to Bree Harlan. She's going to drive and score all the way up. Lady Zizzer lead is 13. And there's a blocking foul called on Brunson. And that'll be McKenzie Brunson's fourth foul of the ball game. And that puts Nixa in the bonus. So Kamey's is going to the free throw line. Allison Kamey shooting the 1-1 with 2:12 to go in the ball game. First free throw from Canes is good. She's got 3 points in the ball game, and it's a 12-point Lady Zizzer lead. Second free throw from Canes is good. And so now Hines will come out. Gibbons will come in for Nixa. 11-point Lady Zizzer lead with 2:12 to go. Brunson with it now. Brunson over to Bree Harlan. Bree Harlan back to Brunson across the timeline now. Bree Harlan trying to drive, pulls it out to Brunson. 155, Cunningham to Harlan over to Judd. Judd inside, there's Cunningham. They'll kick it back out to Brunson. Lady Zizzers running some clock right now. Cunningham with it over to Judd. Judd up top to Harlan, over to Brunson. Minute 40 to go in the game. And finally, foul by Debbie Nielsen, and she just fouled out of the ball game, I believe. We'll have to wait and see. No, they're saying that's her fourth. I already had her for four, so Hines will come in, and Kamey's will come out. McKenzie Brunson goes to the free throw line to shoot 1-1. Makes the first one. And it's a 12-point lead with a minute 39 to go. Stay tuned. We'll have your Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains post-game show coming up after this one. Brunson hits the second free throw. It's a 13-point lead. Minute 35 to go. Nielsen over to Gibbons. Up top to Kamey's. Back to Nielsen now. They'll go to Gibbons. From the right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound, Bree Harlan. And Bree Harlan's going to get fouled by Kinsey Hines. That's two on Hines. And Bree Harlan's going to the free throw line. That's the 10th team foul on Nixa. So Lady Zizzers will shoot two the rest of the ball game, and Bree Harlan missed the first one. Minute 23 to go in the game. 13-point lead for the Lady Zizzers, and Bree Harlan hits the second one. She's got 3 points in the ball game. It's a 14-point lead. Gibbons with it now. Gibbons up top to Hines. Back to Gibbons on the right wing, looking inside. Nothing there. Hines will come over to Kamey. It's knocked out of bounds by Judd. Minute 10 to go in the ball game. Nix's basketball on the side. They had to go get the basketball. That knocked out of bounds down the stairs, down the hallway, towards the locker room. Now they've got it. Nielsen will throw it in front of the Nix's bench. Gets it to Kamey's, up top to Gibbons. Hines down the right corner, back to Gibbons. Kamey's. Hines on the right wing. 1 minute to go. Ladies, this is leaded by 14. And Bree Harlan steals the basketball. Bree Harlan got away. She could have been fouled right there, but Cass Cunningham got fouled. She's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And the foul is going to go against Nielsen, and that's her fifth. So she'll have to sit down. Kamies will come in, and Cass Cunningham's going to shoot two. First one is no good. 49 seconds to go in the game. Lady Scissors lead it by 14. Like I said, in a couple of weeks, these two teams will both be taking part in the next tournament. Cunningham makes the second one. Kamies with it. Gibbons now. Hines, no good. Bree Harlan with the rebound. And Bree Harlan's going to get fouled. Who are they going to call it on? Three players flat fouled her. Three of them reached out and grabbed her. They'll call that one on Weaver. That's her first. And Bree Harlan will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Like I said, the Knicks the Girls Tournament is coming up in a couple of weeks. These two teams couldn't meet again. Bree Harlan misses the first one. And now, Coach Wallach's going to bring his starters out. All but Bree Harlan, so she shoots the free throw. If she makes this one, Megan McCracken will get to come in. And she does. So Bree Harlan will sit down. It's Megan McCracken, Jade Berry, Drew Harris, Haley Dixon, and Petta Collins in the ballgame for the Lady Scissors. 34 seconds to go. Dixon gives it up to Kamies. Hines. Kamies, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll be Knicks the ball. 27 seconds to go. Lady Scissors up by 16. Kamies from the wing. No good. And Jade Berry with the rebound. She's going to get fouled. And Jade Berry is going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Weaver's going to pick up her second foul of the ball game. Jade Berry to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lady Scissors. 23 seconds to go. And Jade hits the first one. Jade Berry's got a point in the ball game. She's in the scorebook. Second free throw is good. Lady Scissors lead it by 18. 20 seconds to go. Up top now. That'll be given. Right side. Kamies no good. Rebound. Drew Harris gives it to Petta Collins. 10 seconds. Megan McCracken with it now. She'll bring it across the timeline. Megan kicks it underneath Drew Harris. It's out of bounds. It'll go to Nixa. 2 seconds left. Lady Scissors will go to 12-1 on the season. Nixa will fall to 5-6. And that's it. Lady Scissors are going to win it 55-37 over the Nixa Lady Eagles. Stay tuned. We'll come back with your shelter interest. Andrew Eckman, the West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad!
We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Eckman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Feet to toe? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Scissors.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym. It is the Shelter Insurance Andrew Eck from the West Plains Postgame Show and the West Plains Lady Scissors defeat Nixa by the score of 55-37. Lady Scissors in the ball game. Mackenzie Bronson led the way with 17 points, 11 for Cass Cunningham, 10 points for Ashton Judd, 8 points for Allie Hoseapple, 4 points for Bree Harlan, 2 points for Drew Harris, and 2 points for Jade Berry for the Lady Scissors. For Nixa, they were led by Rihanna Gibbons with 9 points in the ball game. 2 for Nielsen, Yontis with 5, 4 for Kamies, 5 for Hines, 6 for Kamies, and 5 for Weaver. Nixa led it 19-9 at the end of the first quarter of play. Nixa led it 26-23 at the half, and at the end of three, the Lady Scissors came back and were ahead 37-30. They went at 55-37. Lady Scissors outscored the Nixa Lady Eagles 32-11 in the second half. You heard me right, 32-11 in the second half. Lady Scissors now 12-1 on the season. Nixa falls to 5-6. It was a very physical and hard-fought ball game, and I tell you what, we'll give you an idea. Nixa had 23 fouls called on them. The Lady Scissors had 12. That's 35 fouls in the ball game, and folks, there were a whole lot more than that in this game. Both teams got away with quite a bit from this officiating crew. I'm talking fouls and travels and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, Lady Scissors win at 55-37, and we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. You're listening to Lady Scissor Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Lady Scissors win at 55-37 over the Nixa Lady Eagles. It is the Shelter Insurance Andrew Eckman, the West Plains Post Game Show. Now it's time for the OMC Orthopedic Clinic, the West Plains Player of the Game, and I don't believe there's any doubt about it. Mackenzie Brunson. Mackenzie scored 17 points. She had 2 points at halftime. She scored 15 points in the second half to lead the Lady Scissors back to a 55-37 win. Mackenzie Brunson with 17 points. She's going to be the OMC Orthopedic Clinic West Plains Player of the Game. Once again, it's a sweep for the Lady Scissors in the freshman contest. West Plains won at 42-39. In the JV contest, West Plains won that one 39-34. In the varsity contest, Lady Zizzers win it 55-37. Next action up for the Lady Zizzers will be on Monday night, I do believe. Monday night, they will go to Springfield to take on the Central Lady Bulldogs. And the freshman game at 4:30 with the JV and varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you right here on 100.9 The Train. Now, tomorrow night, the West Plains Zizzer boys will be right here at the West Plains High School gym. They'll host the Central Bulldogs from Springfield tomorrow night. Now, the freshman game will start at 4:30, I believe, with the JV and varsity to follow. We'll have the varsity game for you tomorrow night right here on 100.9 The Train. Lady Zizzers win 3 over Nixon. And I want to thank our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service, Hurst Street and Farm Supply, Owens Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, West Plains and Harrison, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Business Zone, West Plains Roofing, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Our boosters for the ball game tonight: Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Evan, West Plains and Thayer, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning, Slog Food Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. I want to thank D. Ryan back in the studio for a fine job this evening. I'm Ramblin' Rick, and I hope you've enjoyed Lady Zizzer basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.